A second multi-billion bailout in under half a year to keep Eskom afloat doesn't sit well in Moody's books. The ratings agency sees the planned 59 billion rand cash injection as an additional drain on the fiscus and as such views it as credit negative. For now, Moody's has the country's debt at investment grade. But what's likely to happen should this Eskom appropriation bill be adopted? Lucy Villa, lead sovereign analyst for South Africa at Moody's, joins us on the line now with her outlook. Thanks so much, Lucy, for your time this evening. So, as I say, we've had government confirm a 59 billion rand bailout for Eskom, and it comes at a significant cost to the fiscus. But given that Eskom presents the biggest risk to the financial fiscal framework, and given the high risks of systemic failure if Eskom were to collapse, is this not the lesser of two evils?
That's a very good question. I guess that in the end, what matters for us is not so much, you know, the counterfact of, you know, what would happen if the government were not to take that action. But what really matters for us is what credit implications that this additional support would have. And as you rightly explain, of course, this would be an extra cost on the budget. Key question, of course, is whether the government would be able to adjust this extra cost, something that we will know more about within the next MTBPS in October. Another question mark for us, of course, is when will we see and whether at some point there will be a strategic plan on which key stakeholders have agreed upon, and by key stakeholders, I'm meaning, you know, but also the government, the shareholder.
Yeah. For now, Lucy, just how much of a threat do you see this move posing to government's plans to stabilize that debt to GDP ratio, with, of course, debt growing and growth just not happening?
Yeah, so you're right. First, there is clearly a denominator issue, and by denominator issue, I mean, you know, nominal and real economic growth are pretty low in South Africa, and that's clearly an impediment to any efforts to stabilize the government debt-to-GDP ratio. The other issue, of course, is more on the numerator side, and the fact that, you know, you have this ad hoc cost, so additional cost, at a time where, you know, the fiscus is getting more and more constraints. And when I'm, you know, saying constraints, I'm thinking of, you know, different forms of constraints, but they all go to political constraints, because many, you know, fiscal measures aimed at improving the fiscal balance could be socially or politically costly.
Yeah. Having said all of that, just yesterday, Lucy, we had Treasury announce that if Eskom can enter the capital markets, then there'll be no reason for government to actually release this funding, and that this bailout would provide enough certainty for lenders to make this possible. Does that provide you with any solace at this stage of the game, or have we simply reached the tipping point here?
Difficult to say, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not the Eskom analyst, so that's not really for me to judge. You know, clearly for us, you know, there are many and varying issues at Eskom level that probably go beyond, you know, the liquidity, but that's more for my colleague covering Eskom to comment on that.
Does it provide you with any comfort, though, that government has said that there may not be any need for government to release any of this funding that it's put on the table if Eskom is able to successfully approach the capital markets?
Again, here, you know, That's probably not for me to say, and more for, you know, people following following the company Eskom. What is clear from a sovereign perspective is that, you know, when you have a government proposing such an appropriate bill, I presume that there has been, you know, a lot of thinking put into that decision before that. So, the government came to the view that this was needed.
Yeah. Lucy, you say that, you're still waiting for a convincing enough plan to be put on the table in terms of what the turnaround at strategy at Eskom is going to entail is all about. We've got some recognition being paid to the fact that at a strategic level, a large vertically integrated energy company is an outdated model. And yes, we have unbundling as one of the options that's on the cards right now. But how would you, as a credit rating agency, view privatization or even part privatization of this entity because of the implications for the sovereign?
What matters for us from a sovereign perspective is really how much fiscal drain the support to the company represents. And in the end, you may argue how costly this is for the taxpayer. So that's what it is at the company. That would diminish the need for support, either in size or in frequency, is something positive from a sovereign perspective. So if you know by privatization, you mean that the company would be able to rely less on support from the government than from a sovereign perspective, probably a positive. Of course, it would depend on what it means in terms of, electricity provision, et cetera, because this also has an impact on the economic environment.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Lucy. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Lucy Villa is lead sovereign analyst for SA at Moody's.